We went up against a very solid, good, well-coached football team in Lafayette at their place, and unfortunately for us, we were still kind of feeling the ill effects and the collateral damage from the Villanova game. So we had quite a few kids that neither, you know, played at all or played very little. So we were forced to go with backup quarterback for the game and a freshman tailback, a kid by the name of Lyle Marsh, who actually ended up playing extremely well, was the Ivy League Rookie of the Week, where he rushed for 85 yards and, you know, about a half a play. So he did a really nice job. But we came out pretty banged up, you know, having played Andy's crew, and just it's a tough game after for us, you know, especially given that you have very limited use of your quarterback and your top two tailbacks, and we had some bumps and bruises on defense. So we had quite a few of our good kids not practice very much, and it kind of showed in the game where we had many opportunities for turnovers that we couldn't capitalize on and some breakdowns we normally don't have. And so we got down pretty early, and then, 17-0, and then to our kids' credit, made it 17-3 before half, and then we scored 14 points in the third quarter, and then kind of things went back and forth as the rain intensified. And so, we came up a little bit short, but, you know, our kids showed a little bit of resiliency. But, again, we played a good team. Lafayette, you know, when healthy, is going to be a factor in that Patriot League race. But, again, we're fighting uphill a little bit coming off that Villanova game. So, you know, we move on now. We start the Ivy season. Hope to generate a little bit of momentum, you know, heading up into Hanover. We're kind of playing a team that mirrors us a little bit. They've got a very difficult early schedule as well. They open up with Colgate, and then they play New Hampshire, so it's a little bit of the same story that we have, where your first two opponents are quality opponents, and, you know, you really have to play well early in the year to give yourself a fighting shot to win. So I think they're improved. Buddy Tevens has recruited some pretty good players, and I think he's starting to see some improvement in that squad. And we'll have to play well, you know, so hopefully we can rally around and get some kids healthy and go up there and put our best foot forward. And, you know, hopefully we can start Ivy League play on a positive note. Questions?
How long is Kiefer going to be out, and DiMaggio?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Kiefer is going to be, you know, limited in everything he does. If you saw the game last week, you know, he was in there running the ball, but he couldn't throw it. He threw one pass and it bounced in the ground. So, you know, we may have use of his feet, but obviously that, you know, doesn't help in the throwing department. DiMaggio should be fine. Matt Hampshire still has a twisted ankle, his backup, who plays quite a bit. So it'll be Marsh and DiMaggio. And then I'm hopeful that all the defensive kids got out of Lafayette, you know, without. Probably not, because he's going to be limited. But, you know, it'll be kind of the same thing we did with Lafayette.